Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Still.
And you guys are watching Kidstown Live.
Okay, so today we have so many amazing things to talk about and a very talented guest, I Am Five. Yep, we're so excited to have this musical act of five very different guys sharing the love of entertaining.
So I wonder where they get their style and everything.
Yeah, they all have their own individual style, great fashion sense. Because I love Dana's hats and his shoes, and I bet he has his own stylist, so we have to ask him about that. And then Dalton always has his eyeliner, so
yeah.
It's like the cool rocker look.
So if you guys want to ask questions for our guest today, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. We will answer all your phone calls, so don't hang up. And also like our fan page, Kids with a Z, Town Live, pick our cool stuff posts. And the number is 914-338-1303.
Okay, so I'm so excited for our guest today. I love all their songs, especially Superman. And me and Gabe, we both share something. We both love Batman.
Well, it's a connection, you know?
Yeah.
It's meant to be. But yeah. All I know he has a girlfriend, but you never know.
What's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Superman, and obviously the song is called Superman, but it's so awesome.
I know, I love superheroes, especially Marvel. That's like one of my favorite movies was The Avengers.
Oh,
and for
yes.
I got this Marvel shirt, so I was like so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next topic is Catching Fire, and I just saw the movie, and I loved it so much. It was my favorite movie ever.
Nice.
And it was way more intense than, like, the first one. So it was, like, so much better. But I really love Jennifer Lawrence. She's, like, my favorite actress
of
all time.
She is hilarious.
I know.
When she fell on the stage, I was laughing, but then I was like, oh, my gosh, just freaking out.
I know. She's so funny. And, like, everything about her is just, she's so humble. And, like, I heard that when she was younger, a lot of people bullied her.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
they called her that.
I know. But she's so pretty,
but
so
look where she's
look
now.
Look where she is.
Yeah.
And actually, I was listening to the soundtrack, and there's two songs that I really love on the soundtrack, and they're both, like, Christina Aguilera is, like, in both of them. It's We Remain and Say Something. And for Say Something, I actually got to listen to Rachel Crowe sing that song at the No Hate campaign. And you actually were with me, and that was so much fun.
Oh, yes, I heard. Yeah, she's a good singer. And Christina Aguilera is a really good singer. She's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually one of my favorite singers.
But,
yeah, I Am Five, who will be on the studio very soon. So I'm really excited.
I know. I can't wait. They're one of my favorite singers.
Yeah. And also, Christina Aguilera was a judge for on The Voice.
I know. I got to see the season 5 final episode. It was probably, like, the best. I love The Voice. And I'm so happy Tess Ann won. She has, like, an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I got to see her sing at the Rose Parade on a rose float. So she was really amazing.
Okay, so now we're going to take a short break. And around 4:15 to 4:20, I Am Five will be ready to take our calls. So, yeah.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
So just to make sure, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. And you guys can also like our fan page, Kids with a Z, Town Live. Check out cool stuff we post all the time. So the number again is 914-338-1303.
Okay, so we just heard that commercial about Havana watches.
Yes.
And we actually... Trinity has a Havana watch.
It is so amazing, and it's very pretty, and it fits my wrist.
Yes, it does. I really want one because I have, like, a few watches, but they're, like, really, like, not as good. And I've seen yours, and it's, like, really cute. They have so many amazing styles.
It is, and it's so beautiful, and it actually goes with everything.
Okay, so since we're talking about jewelry... Yesterday, I got to go to a gifting suite, and I got really cute bracelet. The company's called Sugar Blossom.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
And it's this really cute bracelet with gold chains.
Oh,
it has a little turquoise tassel.
That's so cute.
I know, and little red flowers. And I'll probably be posting a picture and probably put it on the fan page so you guys can see it. So definitely check out Sweet Blossom. They have really cute jewelry. And also, I actually have this other bracelet from Viva Beads. It's for breast cancer awareness, so it has the little ribbons, and it's pink. Mm-hmm. And it goes perfect with my pleather jacket from Shasta. And it's really cute.
Now that is so cute. I can tell. Yeah, I would love to wear that.
Especially when you, like, add a bunch of bracelets together and you make a little, like...
So are you excited for the Olympics?
I know. I really can't wait to watch it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
There's, like... I hope Gabby Douglas, like, wins again because she's really amazing. And people are still talking about her, so, like, she really did a good job.
Yeah, I can
tell. I actually got to meet some Olympians when I went to the Hall of Games for Cartoon Network.
Oh.
I got to see Shaquille O'Neal. My gosh, he is so tall. And
so I
felt like a little ant compared to him. I literally had to, like when I was asking him something, I had to, like, yell it out.
I was actually on the Hall of Games 2011, and Shaq, oh my God, he is very huge, and he's so tall, and he's like a giant, and I'm like 4'11". I think I grew a little, but he is so tall compared to me. I'm like a tiny elf.
I know. I have a picture with him. I'll probably be posting it, too, on the fan page.
Okay, so now for a caller. Now it's time for a caller on the air. So 4817 number. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on air. Oh. Hey.
So, do you have any questions?
For you guys?
Or anyone, or you want to
shout out
anyone,
or...
like to your family or friends?
Oh, I mean, I wanted to ask a question to Ariane 5, but...
Oh, they're going to be on in a couple minutes. So if you want to wait for Ariane 5, you can ask the questions in a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can call back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so speaking about...
We already have a caller.
I know, we have, like, so many callers.
Yeah, so we're excited about Ariane 5
and speaking about great voices and superheroes, Ariane 5 is going to be talking really soon, and we're really excited. We can't wait to listen to their new song, Superman, which we'll be playing. And asking about their...
I just can't wait to see them. I mean, actually hear them, not, like, see them, but They're really good singers and everything.
Okay, so here's a few things about the guys, just in case you guys want to know more. So Cole and I both play soccer. I'm still playing, actually. And he actually played like when he was younger. But he has a few mottos that I'd like to share with you guys, because these are some really good mottos. Live every day like it's your last and no regrets. Those are really good models. I go by some of them. Dalton was actually accepted to the prestigious Booker T. Washington High School for the visual and performing arts. It was an amazing school, and if you've ever seen the movie Fame, that's sort of what it felt like.
Wow, Dana is a triple threat, singing, dancing, and acting, and he plays golf. Cool, but that's actually a cool hobby.
Yeah, I used to play, but I wasn't really that good. That's why I play soccer.
Yeah, I'm not really. And I only can barely play mini golf.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can play.
Gabe is a little, he does acting too. You guys probably remember him from Shake It Up. Who knew he would later be making music videos with Bella Thorne?
I know, and I actually got to see them perform with her, and it was a really amazing song, and I loved it so much. Okay, Will is the only member of the band that is originally from Los Angeles. And he likes to listen to all kinds of music, from gospel to Run DMC.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I actually saw Daryl DMC McDaniels of Run DMC perform at the No Hate Red Carpet campaign.
Oh, I was there with you.
We were together. Awesome. We got to watch him.
That was so awesome.
Really awesome.
I had fun.
Sean O'Donnell, the model.
I love his eyes. They're beautiful.
I know.
He's
so perfect.
Yeah, so everything's going good right now. We're going to have IM5 call in 5 minutes or in a minute or two. So we're getting ready for that. I'm really excited. So right now we're going to play an... we're going to be playing a couple of the two songs. Superman and what's the other one called again? Something Me and That Girl.
Wait, let me see.
So I can't wait to hear their songs, and I do love Superman. That song is pretty
That's my
awesome.
Favorite song.
Yeah.
I love...
You always talk about that song.
I know. Every single time, I'm like, my favorite song is Superman.
Favorite song.
It's sort of like a sad song, but I just love the lyrics, and we're going to be doing a contest later on with the lyrics, so I can't wait for that.
And we'll tell you guys the deets and later. So excited!
Okay, so we're going to be going to this song right now.
Yeah. I did everything that you asked of me. Went to the moon and back. All you went was out the door. Know that I lit up to my side of the deep. But I have a heart of gold, but not a heart of steel. And I waited on you with the patience of a saint. So don't think I'm walking on air when I'm walking away. You should know, oh, oh, that I'm hurting too. I ain't bulletproof, you know, oh, oh. Torn up saying hi to your goodbye. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words break my heart. I'm not as strong as you think I am. I'm no Superman. Ooh. see I'll have girls lining down the street. Don't be sad we split, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Think I'm moving on so soon, I'm doing fine. But I can't forget your face just yet, like you've forgotten mine. Love is blind, but you're long gone, so can't you see? I'm not invincible like you made me out to be. You should know, oh, 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 that I'm hurting too. I ain't bulletproof, you know. Oh, 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 torn up, saying hi, see your goodbye. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words break my heart. I'm not as strong as you think I am. I'm no super.
Thanks for letting go with that, but holding on hurts just as much. Think I can't feel pain, but I felt hard for you.
Did you forget that I'm human too?
You should know, oh, 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 that I'm hurting too. I ain't bulletproof, you know. Not as strong as you think I am. I'm no Superman. No Superman.
Oh, I love that song so much. Touching song. I love it. I'm like moving. I should get my lighter and like the concert.
Can you light up your phone?
So again, if you guys have any questions for today for IM5 or any other guests, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303 and we'll be answering all of your calls and questions. So don't hang up. And also like our fan page, Kids with a D, Town Live. And check out cool stuff. And again, the number is 914-338-1303.
Okay, and we're going to be doing a contest. If you guys post a hook about this song, Superman, under the IM5 picture, we will decide which hook or verse is the most unique and choose a winner. And the winner will get 2 tickets and Havana Watch for their concert on January 19th from 12 to 5 at the Troubadour.
Yes, we will.
So definitely comment under the IM5 picture.
And do a hook of the...
A hook or a verse?
Yes.
A hook is pretty much a verse for the song.
Mm-hmm.
Superman. Okay. So we're going to be... The guys should be calling really soon.
Uh-oh. Let's see. I can't wait. They're so cute.
No supposed to say that, Trinity.
I'm sorry. I'm a boyaholic.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have IM5 on the line. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
IM5 there.
Yes, we're here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Happy New Year. How are you?
We're fine. How are you?
We're amazing.
Thanks for being on Kids Town Live.
Yeah, we're really excited for you guys to be on our show.
Okay, so let's start by having you guys introduce yourselves to the audience.
All right, I'm Cole. Hey, what's up? I'm Dana.
I am Dalton.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Will.
And we are IM5.
Okay, thanks again for being on the show. Okay, so our first question was, what was the best part of 2013 for you guys?
Getting signed to Universal.
Yeah. Definitely getting signed because, you know, that's what we've been working for a long time. So to finally get to that point, it was a big step for us. So we're very excited about that.
Well, oh, okay. Wow. Okay, so this is Like for a New Year's question, what's your guys' New Year's resolution, and have you kept it? Because I haven't kept one.
This is Gabe, and no, I did not have a New Year's resolution.
This is Dana. I didn't either.
Okay, so everyone wants to know who here has a clean or messy room, and do you guys do your chores like the rest of us?
Okay. I have a semi-clean room. The only thing that is usually dirty about my room is just clothes. But I do chores, like my mom has me take out the trash and all that kind of stuff. But back in Texas, I would mow the lawn and all that stuff. Everything's cold by the way. It's just gay. I don't do chores.
Okay,
do you do any chores? No. Dana, do you do any chores?
I clean my room and I take out the trash. Yeah, I do, but they're not. I don't consider them chores. It's like if I do them, I do them. But.
Okay, cool. Will, do you have any chores?
Yes, but pretty much that. I also do.
That's the troll question. Next question.
Well, I think it's time for
That's
a caller.
Nice. Yeah. So let's see. Who do we have on?
Nice.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're on air.
Hey, caller, it's 5-5. What's your name?
This is a caller.
Oh, hi, I'm Vanessa.
Hi, where are you from?
California.
Nice. Really cool. Are you coming to our show at the Troubadour?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking my two best friends with me.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much. Can't wait to meet you guys. Do you have a question for us?
If there was a movie being made about your lives, which actors would you choose to play your part?
I'll say Zayn Malik for my part.
I'd have Liam Payne play me. Alex.
Dana.
I would say Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is going to play Dana. That's your question. Yeah, so we want One Direction to play us in the movie.
That's a good idea.
He wants Alec Baldwin.
So do you have another question, caller?
No, I don't have another question. I didn't come prepared with another one.
I have a question
for
you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for asking the question.
And
that was actually a really good question. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. I love you. Oh, you guys. Cool. Yeah, no. All right. Thank you, caller Vanessa.
Okay. So now I have one question for you guys. What is the process of writing a song?
The process of writing a song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the songs that we have out now, the only one that we have written ourselves, and it's not even all of us, especially Will and Dalton, is Superman. But all the other songs have been written by other people and produced by other producers and stuff like that. But we don't have, like, an actual song that we've, like, written that's, like, going to be our single or something like that. Like, the new single that we're coming out with, hopefully, by April, March, is I can't really say who it's written and produced by, but pretty much it's not us. Yeah, so I think just writing a Will and Dalton usually just write on their own, just songs for them like that, just to get out there.
Will, how do you guys first put your song through?
I don't really have like a. There's not really like a process. It's just kind of like you find inspiration through something like hear someone say like a phrase and I'll be like, oh, that could be a cool name for a song. Like, it's not really, we don't really have like a box. Like, I don't like sit at home and eat a box of Teddy Grahams and my favorite chair. Like, it's not like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we actually have another caller, 614 caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Taylor and I'm from Ohio.
Hey, Taylor from Ohio.
Hi, Taylor.
You've never been.
What's your question?
What's your question?
Well, Dalton, you let me discover Black Veil Brides, so thank you. What is your guys' favorite band?
Oh, say that again.
Dalton, you let me discover Black Veil Brides.
Dalton, you
and now
made
I'm obsessed
her
with them, so thank
Veil
you.
Black, oh, Black Veil Brides.
Black Veil Brides. I've actually never heard a song by Black Veil Brides.
But she said thank
I've
you.
I've heard you mention them before.
Cool. What was your question?
What is your favorite, like, band?
What is that to Dalton?
It's to all of you.
Well, who's our favorite singer?
Yeah, singer or band.
Singer or band. My favorite singer is Chris Brown. Dalton?
Justin yes. Persenfeld, walked over.
Hey, what's up, Zena? And I would say Tori Kelly.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Nice. I'm Will, and my favorite singer is probably
Rebecca Black.
Right now, yes. I don't know. Right now, probably Jesse J.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Wait, I can answer that. Justin Timberlake. Nicole.
Oh, thank you for the question.
Thank you for
thinking. Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Nice seeing you. Hopefully you can fly out.
Okay, so who said that the favorite singer was Chris Brown?
I did, Gabe.
And I totally agree with you. That's like the best answer ever.
Whose favorite is Tori Kelly?
Dana Vaughn is Tori Kelly.
Oh, my God, I love her. She's amazing.
Have you met her? She's really cool.
Yeah, my mom has met her, and I got so jealous.
Yeah, she's really
cool.
Nice. She's a great girl.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Cool. Do you have any more questions?
I actually have a question for you, Dana. I heard that you have a tattoo, and is there a story in that tattoo?
Oh, yeah. See, one time I went to the jungle and met a lion, and I felt really tribal that day. So I'm joking. That was a fake tattoo. That was a long time ago.
Oh, it was a fake tattoo?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's been off for a while. You must have not, heard about it, but...
Okay.
By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
January 2nd.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so what inspired you guys to write a song?
Wait, say that again?
No, I said. What inspired you guys to write a song?
I thought we just said that. I thought we just answered that. We just answered.
No, that was a problem. Okay,
oh,
never
the
mind.
Okay,
what are different things? I would say a lot of the time, I mean, I'd like to think that people write songs, like, from, personal experience or, like, I think songs should come from, like, the heart. So I think it should, for me personally, I think my songs usually come from, definitely from personal experience or from, like, an emotion.
Or food.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Or food.
Food, okay. Okay, so Judita Kay is a huge fan, and she has a question for you guys. What is the best advice for someone just starting out in a business, and do you have tips and techniques when you're stage performing?
The best advice I think I can give somebody who's starting in the business, just to, don't do it. No, I'm kidding. Just to really work hard, believe in yourself, and if people say, you're not good or anything and they'll believe in you, just don't listen, keep working hard and believe in yourself, and sooner or later your dreams will come true. And then what was the other question?
No, just what starting out in the business.
No, there was another question.
Technique for performing on stage.
Technique. I don't think we just rehearse every day,
I would say, when you get better at performing by just performing, like, you can't really, like, read a book on how to perform. Like, you just have to, like, perform as much as possible.
And believe me, he's fine.
Yeah. Just with experience, like, performing and being on stage, and, like, we perform so many times, and it just, like, you just get more comfortable on stage, and you, like, and, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we have a caller, 765 caller. Hi, caller, you're online.
Caller?
Huh?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
What?
Caller, what's your name?
Hi, Sam.
Hey,
I'm with my friends Gracie and Ari.
What's your name?
Sam.
Sam. Nice to meet you, Sam. Where are you from?
Indiana.
Nice. Indiana. Cool. What do you have a question for us?
What?
Do you have a question for us? There's something with an alien invasion happening in this phone call. We need to fix that.
What?
Okay. Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys would ever come to Indiana anytime soon.
For right now, it's not in the schedule.
We're coming tomorrow.
But okay, definitely not. right now, it's in the schedule. But we'll definitely try as much as we can. We're going to Long Island soon, and we're in LA. We're going to Hawaii in like a week and a half.
Wow.
So I mean, we're traveling a lot. So hopefully, we get to stop by Indiana.
Okay, because me and my friends would really love to meet you guys.
We'd love to meet you. Yeah, we'll try to make it as much
as
we can.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, and like our fan page.
I love you. Definitely like our fan page.
Love you, too. Be safe.
Thank you.
It's cool.
So now we have another caller at 850. Hello,
cool.
Caller. Hello?
Yo.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, caller.
Hi.
What's your
name?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your
what's
question?
Your name?
My name's Emily, and I'm from Florida.
Hey, what part of Florida?
Like, northern part, like near
cool.
Georgia
what?
More.
Oh, cool, cool. Nice.
So
very
what's
cool.
your question?
What is, like, the most creative gift a fan has ever given to you?
Ooh,
that's creative.
What did
you
say?
Like,
creative gift.
Creative gift.
There was one time, this is Dana, we were in Philly, and I had this contest to give away my Disney dude dress, and there was really creative ones. There was this one girl who like taped had like a battery pack on the back of her poster, and had lights all around it with our song Go and all the lyrics of all of our songs. There was some more with like a pizza box. Like, they were really cool. So those ones where they like put lights on it or make puns.
Yeah, I think the most creative gifts that the fans give us are ones that they made themselves because they mean a lot to us just because they worked hard on it instead of just buying something. Yeah.
Well, thank you
for
calling. Like our fan page, Kidstown Live.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was the one who gave y'all the shirts with your names on them at the Atlanta workshop.
Oh yeah.
I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, actually, Cole's literally wearing it right now. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, thank you so much. I remember it was my name was on the shirt.
I'm wearing it too.
I'm
just joking. I do wear it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too. Be safe.
Okay, so now we have another caller at 972.
Perfect. Nice.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling.
You're on the air.
What's your question for IM5?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Hi,
what's your question for IM5?
Well, I want to know her name.
My name's Annika.
Annika, nice to meet you. Where are you from?
I'm from Texas. Oh, my God.
Texas. Nice. What part of Texas?
I'm from Dallas. Like, I live in the States.
Oh, Austin and Paul say they know you. What's your question for us?
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. What color underwear are you wearing?
Wait, what was your question?
What color underwear are you wearing?
Oh, my God.
I'm wearing underwear black. Calvin Klein black. Dana's wearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Dana's wearing
his pair of underwear that has construction tools all over.
Bob the Builder. It's straight up Bob the Builder underwear.
He wears it a lot.
And he wears it all the time. Like, that's literally all he wears.
He wears
I saw
underwear.
Will's wearing gray. I'm wearing black, Gabe. Cole's wearing orange, Calvin Klein.
I'm wearing black.
And then Dolph is wearing black Hanes. So that's how we do it.
That's great. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a deep question.
That's very inappropriate.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
No
problem. Thank you for calling. Fan page.
Kids Town Live. Thank you. Okay, now we have another caller at 954. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Izzy from Florida.
Hi.
Awesome.
I love Florida. I'm from Florida. What's your question?
Well, first, I don't know if you remember, but I was the co-host on the for the fan call.
Yeah, we just did that.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We just talked to you the other day, so.
I know. It's talking to you again.
Yeah. What's your question for us?
Well, this time my question is going to be for Dolphin, Gabe.
Dolphin.
So,
yeah. All right,
okay.
Cool. What's the question?
Dolphin?
Yes.
Okay. I know I asked this to Will, but, like, I wanted to know what your favorite Greek god or god is. Like, who is your favorite Greek god or goddess?
Who's my favorite what?
God and goddess.
Your Greek god or goddess.
From the Greek mythology?
Yeah.
I mean, Hades is kind of, yeah, Hades and Hera, probably.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Well, Aphrodite, never mind. All right, Aphrodite and Heidi and Mighty. Awesome.
All right, well, it's great talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. It was nice
talking
to you again. We'll definitely talk to you soon. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, so we just listened to Superman, which is a very sad song.
It was good.
There.
Yes.
And what? Or what?
Do you have another caller?
I broke up with someone, and was this song based in a real relationship?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Who broke up with somebody, and was this song based in a real relationship?
I'm sorry. You sound really far away. Say that one more time.
Okay, for the song Superman.
Okay, the song Superman, yes.
Was this song based on a real relationship?
How do you not know this?
Oh, yeah, that song is about, is that what you're asking, like if it's about a real relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's actually Will and Dalton wrote it, and it's about Dalton's relationship with an ex-girlfriend when they broke up. You heard the song, so it's about, like, you know, she broke up with him and hurt his heart, and she thought we were he was Superman, but he's not because Christian Stones broke his bones and stuff, you know? The stacks and backs and breakers jacks. Yeah. So, yeah, it's about Dalton's relationship with an ex-girlfriend. So, yeah, it's a true story. Based on a true story. We should have put that in the song.
Yeah. In the beginning. Just
right in the beginning. Based on a true story. Cool.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
So we have another caller, actually. 323 number.
Caller.
Yes. Hi, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello?
What's your name? Hello?
Hi, caller. What's your name? Do you have a question for I Am Fine? I Am Fine.
Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, wait. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was, okay. I'm from Toronto, a.k.a. where Drake and The Weeknd are from.
Nice. I love both of them.
So you guys should come if you like them.
I know, right? I hear it.
Okay, my question is, if you could make a rule that everyone else in the band had to follow, what rule would it be?
Okay, so like band, if we could have like a rule that everyone had to follow, what
except
would it be?
You, really.
Okay.
Except you.
Except me.
Like except yourself.
Oh, yeah.
This is Dana, and I would say that they have to let me do what I want when I want.
Yep.
Do not do what you want already.
They do not do what I want when I want at all.
Okay.
This is Will.
Except for Will.
Yeah.
Because he's so nice.
This is Will, and if I had to think of a rule, maybe everyone has to dress up like potatoes. I don't know.
That'd be my rule, too.
Thank you. All right. All right, and well, Cole is in the restroom right now.
Okay.
And Dalton, what would be a rule that you would create that everybody has to follow?
Everyone has to just, like, be quiet for a day.
Everybody has to be quiet for a day. And Gabe, what would yours be?
Pantsless.
Gabe says pantsless.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. How does Cole, Will, and Dalton feel about turning 18 this year?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. GS, how do we feel about turning 18? This is Will, and I do not want to turn 18 because I'm 12.
I'm excited to turn 18 because I can buy scratch-off lottery tickets, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. I'm excited also. I'm also excited because I'm an adult and I can be tried in court as an adult.
Okay.
So when I commit crimes of breaking hearts, it's horrible. I'm just being stupid. I'm just excited to be 18 because it's like a, I don't know, it's like exciting. I'm all that dumb.
I'm excited because I don't want to be a child anymore.
Okay, thank you guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so now it's time for another caller. 647 is on the air. What is your question?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, wait, it's still me. Sorry. Bye.
Hi.
Okay, so
now it's okay, so we have this caller, 647 number. So what is your question? Hi, caller.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Wait, that's me.
Hello?
What's your name?
Ashley.
And where are you from?
Oh, wait, I'm on. Am I actually on? Wait.
Yes.
Yes, you're actually on.
Oh, I'm Ashley. I'm from New York.
Wait, do everyone
hi, Ashley.
Ashlyn.
Oh, Ashlyn.
Hi.
Hi. I like how all these.
So, what's your question?
Wait. Why don't you guys do like Skype calls anymore, like the competitions and stuff?
Well, we haven't done, like, we don't do Skypes as often. I mean, we don't do Ustreams really that often anymore because we're just busy. And the Skypes, like, we did it for a while, but I mean, I don't really know why we stopped. It was kind of like,
who the person who handled, like, the competition and picking the people, and they don't work anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. So like, well, not even that. It's just like we don't do Ustreams that often because we do Ustreams when we have time. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, we just schedule time for the Ustreams and not really the Skypes.
Yeah, to be honest, we don't know really. Just,
we don't know. It just kind of doesn't happen.
A lot busier.
Yeah, but it's very nice. Hi, Rodrigo.
Love you too.
Because like,
have new interaction
clearly. Oh,
thank you for calling.
Yes.
We actually have another caller. 765.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
You're on the air.
Am I on
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Ashley. Ari and Gracie.
You're Gracie? Oh, hi. What's your question?
We want to know what the boys' favorite candies are.
Candies. Well, I think they, I don't know if they changed. Mine, actually, I would say my favorite candy now, I'm really back into, I think people know that I love Swedish Fish, but I actually really like Blue Raspberry Adventures. That's, like, my favorite. I don't, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would say my favorite candy, it's really hard.
It's a hard candy, like what kind, like a warhead?
I like gummy worms. Gummy worms are good.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Cole's favorite is warheads.
My favorite is warheads, but right now, you know, I have so many warheads to last for the rest of my life that I'm going to say another one that people probably don't know. I really like, Reese's. Those are amazing, but they melt, so that's how. No, they don't know that it's not
favorite. Oh, they don't know that's your favorite.
But they melt, so that's not fun. Let's see something else. I like Smarties. Smarties are good.
Welcome.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So
thank you. I love
all
you.
Over the world, like Hannah in the Philippines. Can you guys make a rap for her?
A rap? You want us to make a rap for who?
For Hannah in the Philippines.
Hannah in the Philippines.
Yes.
We have to do a rap, guys. We have to do a rap for Hannah in the Philippines. She said there's a girl in the Philippines. Just ask her.
All right, Hannah in the Philippines.
I'll beatbox.
All right. Boom, name is Hannah in the Philippines. She be jumping like jumping beans. Ooh, we love you, girl. You're the sweetest in the world. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Me and you, we can sing together. We can harmonize. You like big girls like guys? Yeah, I like chicken wings. Maybe one day I'll give you a ring. Ow!
Wow!
Oh, thank you. That was actually really good.
Oh, so we have so many callers right now. So let's take 5 callers at the same time. Can you guys do this?
Huh?
Can you guys you guys want to take 5 callers at the same time?
I don't know about that. That seems kind of chaotic. Like, it's kind of hard to even
hear.
You guys are going to call her at once.
I am up there.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Is anyone here? Hey, callers. You're on air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name? What's your question? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
What's up?
Okay, what's your question?
I don't know if I should. Okay.
Do you have a question for I am 5?
We'll do it later.
Wait, am I? Hello?
Well,
yeah, you're on
a...
air right now. What's
Wait,
your question
me?
For I am 5?
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. Wait, I'm so confused. Am I on right now?
Yes, you're on
yes.
there right now.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's your question?
Okay, so I don't know which one I should ask. All right, what is your favorite 80s song?
Hey, everyone, favorite 80s song.
Oh, I don't know.
Dave, you can go first.
'80s. Oh, well, it's. I think it's 1979, so it doesn't. It kind of, but rap. Well, when did Rapper's Delight come out? Oh, that was
Rapper's
okay.
Delight.
And Run DMC. It's Tricky.
Yes. Well, yes.
Motion. Yeah. My favorite '80s song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it came out in the 80s.
I'm just gonna go with it because it's Huey Lewis in the News. I think that was in the 80s.
Yeah,
I
think that was 80s.
I like Cruisin'. Huey Lewis in the News with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nice.
Cruisin'.
Wait, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah,
bro.
In the 80s. Yeah, it's for a movie.
Oh crap.
Wait, Gabe, what's yours?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Hi. What is your
name? Wait, I'm so confused right
calling.
Now.
Thanks for calling and thanks for asking the question.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
So I actually have a question for you guys. You guys all have great fashion sense, and do you guys have a stylist?
A stylist? Yes, we do for, like, special occasions and for, like, performances and stuff. We had a stylist put together some of our looks. But we actually, for the most part, we dress ourselves.
Okay.
We do have a stylist.
And do you guys think that you'll ever have a IM5 clothing line?
That'd be amazing. Hopefully, that'd be really cool.
What's your favorite cologne?
Favorite cologne, guys. Will does not wear cologne, so I guess you can go.
Hey, this is Dana. I usually use my Axe as cologne and deodorant, but if I had to choose cologne, I would choose, a fan actually got me some. I think it was Calvin Klein. They make some good cologne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys need to make an IM5 cologne.
That would just smell like Will.
My favorite cologne, this is Cole. I really, I don't know if they still sell it, but they sell one that smells kind of like it, but Hollister, it's called Jake. Jake, that's really good.
That's nice. I would actually buy that cologne, even though it's a guy's cologne.
Yeah, I like Hollister.
I still want to smell good.
Okay, so now we're going to be playing Me and This Girl by IM5. Check our Facebook fan page, Kids with a Z, Town Live, to see the video and other cool stuff we post. Do you guys want to say anything about this song before we play it?
Do you want to know some, like, secrets about it?
Sure.
I don't know if we have any. Me and This Girl.
Secret about Me and This Girl.
What's a secret about Me and This Girl?
Oh, okay, here's one. There was, like, probably 5 different versions of that song. Like, literally, there's, like, we had so many different versions before we released
This Is Dana.
The one that we have now, I love it, but it's not my favorite version.
I actually really like this song, and you guys actually performed it at my ASPCA event in October, so that was really cool.
Well, I'm so glad. Yeah, thank you so much.
And you guys had really good dance moves, so that was really awesome.
Totally.
Okay, so we're going to go play the song right now.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I did everything that you asked of me and more. Went to the moon and back. All you went was out the door. Know that I lived up to my side of the deep, but I have a heart of gold, but not a heart of steel. And I waited on you with the patience of a saint. So don't think I'm walking on air when I'm walking away. You should know, oh, oh, that I'm hurting too. I ain't bulletproof, you know, oh, oh, torn up saying hi to your goodbye. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words break my heart. I'm not as strong as you think I am. I'm no Superman. You say I'll have girls lining down the street. Don't be sad we split, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Think I'm moving on so soon, I'm doing fine. But I can't forget your face just yet, like you've forgotten mine. Love is blind, but you're long gone, so can't you see? I'm not invincible like you made me out to be. Know, oh, oh, that I'm hurting too. I ain't bulletproof. Know, oh, oh, don't up saying hi. See your goodbye. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words break my heart. I'm not as strong as you think I am. I'm no Superman.
Thanks for letting go with us, but holding on just as much. Think I can't feel pain, but I fell hard for you.
Did you forget that I'm human too?
Sorry about that. But at least you guys got to listen to Superman again.
And it's still a good song.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes, and here's our last question for you guys. Can you guys tell your fans where you guys will be performing next? Hello?
I got a whole list for y'all, okay? Are you ready? So this is the plan. Okay, wait, no, this is not the plan. Hold on, wait, I got it. Wait, all right, hold on. I got to find the list. Okay, we got it. February 15th, Merced, California. January 19th, Troubadour in Los Angeles. February 23rd, Royals of L.A. at the Infusion Lounge. March 2nd, Teen Party Expo at the L.A. Convention Center.
Also, we'll take a few shows with Reality Dance. So if you follow them on Twitter at Reality Dance 1, they have all the information there.
And then we just confirmed that the weekend of March 20-something, the 20th, right? March 22nd, we're doing that stand-up Girl Scout tour show. And where, guys? Chicago. We will be there. Girl Scout stand-up tour, weekend of March 22nd. That will be in Lombard.
Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
you guys for being on the show. We really appreciate you guys being on the show.
Yeah, we had so many calls that the show is almost about to end.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to have to come back again sometime.
And we would love it.
Of course. Thank you for having us anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you liked our show. And I hope you like the watches that we're going to give you for
Havana watches.
Present.
Oh, that's
so sweet. Okay. Yeah, so if you guys want to go win cool IM5 prizes and tickets, to the...
Okay, so apparently now we have a caller at 959 or 949. So
what?
Caller on...
Hi.
Hi.
Is this the caller?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
I guess no one's right. No one's in there.
Lindsay? Victoria?
Oh,
yeah. We're still here.
Hi,
okay, so remember
doing?
To follow IM5.
Who's this?
Oh,
Chad Roberts. It's Will.
Hi, Chad.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I heard you guys got a show, and I just wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, we kind of have a minute right now, but Chad is on Cougar Town, and he just called in to say, hey, what's up? But we're going to have him on the show next Friday, so we're really excited about that. And so, yeah, come back, Chad.
Yeah, make sure to tune in next week, and I'll be on there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Thank you. Okay,
thank
you, and I hope you're coming to my birthday party on January 18th. I'm really excited.
I will be there. It'll be nice to see you guys.
Okay, so remember to follow IM5 at IM5 Band for the latest info. And
thank you for IM5 coming on the air with us. And thank you for Chad calling late last minute. And thank you for the fans.
Thank you guys. And thank you for everyone who called. We love you guys.
And please, everyone, like our fan page, Kids Down, Kids with a Z, Kids Down Live. And, of course, we'll just post everything. And make sure you guys just post a lot of stuff. And we're doing a hook about the Superman song for IM5 song. So please post a hook on under the IM5 picture, and we'll decide whose hook is the unique, and we'll choose a winner. The winner will get two free tickets and a Havana watch for the concert on January 19th from 12 to 5 at the Troubadour. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll take you there, just anywhere you wanna be. Your every desire, I'll change your world from agony to ecstasy. Go higher and higher with me. And it feels like the moment now. Let me say just this, forget your past, I'ma be your future. So give me just one kiss. I'm gonna make it.